Others may be able to read certain things, but not me. Others, for example, can go to certain forms of entertainment, but not me. Others can engage in certain kind of conversation, but not me. Others can associate with certain people, but not me. Prudence and sin teaches us to be more prudent. And I have this. In other words, if I'm prudent, I know I'm in danger. In danger of what? In danger of committing sin. Somebody else may be free, but not me. And sisters, over my years in teaching theology, I just have to read every heretic I could lay my hands on. I had to come to know heretics. I've taken occasion to speak publicly, debating with heretics. One of my most wonderful experiences at the University of Michigan. You went to the University of Michigan, right, Frank? Well, I was then teaching at another state university. And the University of Michigan invited an atheist to speak for 3 days on atheism to thousands of students. The Catholic student at Michigan University complained to the president, "We want equal time. We want somebody to debate with his atheist." So I got a telephone call. "Will you debate with the atheist?" Did I ever tell you this, sisters? Then I changed my schedule because 3 days is a long time. And it was in the evenings and also in the afternoon. But the first debate was in the evening. Several thousand students in a big hall. A big, smiling atheist. His name was Dr. Paul Van Buren. And of course, me, I was I. Now, being a Christian, I figured I'd give him a chance to speak first. Basic charity. He gave his first talk, and my chance. I turned to Dr. Van Buren, and I said, "Dr. Van Buren, I hope you will not disappoint me. I have talked to many atheists. I know many atheists. I have yet to meet one atheist who can give an intelligent defense of atheism. Dr. Van Buren, we've got 3 days. I hope you will not disappoint me and these students." By the end of the second day, he flunked. He failed. The poor atheist. He was not intelligent enough. So the third day, what a day. He began by saying, "If I had the faith of Dr. Hardin, I would become a Catholic tomorrow." You're on prudence, sisters, but you better know. If you're going to debate with an atheist, you better understand atheism. Because otherwise, he can, as we know, both come or deprive you of your own faith. In this case, from the faith of so many others. Number five. What are we looking at? We are looking at the providential reasons why God allows us to sin. Fifth reason, gratitude. And hear it. The more deeply I have sinned, the more deeply I have sinned,
the mic is very sensitive in direction. Can you put this back?
Oh, Frank. I have to have. So, I'll do my best. The more deeply I have sinned, the more I have drunk of the chalice of sin, the more I should thank God for His mercy to me. Ah, sisters, don't just hear it, but live it. In fact, this is one of the main reasons that God permits us to sin. To be grateful, especially for His mercy. So true is this. What a statement. God, He is almighty. God, He is almighty. Could not act His mercy unless human beings have sinned. God cannot be merciful unless we have sinned. You're dealing with mystery, but the deepest, clearest understanding we can have of why God allows human beings to sin.
You're on this mic, Carlos. You're on this mic. You don't need this.
You mean I can speak? Am I being amplified? Molto bene.
In the Trinity, in the community of the Trinity,
is what?
In the community of the Blessed Trinity, there was no practice of mercy.
No mercy until the human race was created. Now, if this was a course on the angels, I do have a course in angelology. A wonderful course on the angels. Were the angels God after His justice? The angels, as we know, we're dealing with the mystery again. Given the superb intelligence of the angels, once they sinned, divine justice took over. But when human beings sinned, already in the third chapter of Genesis, remember, God already promised the Redeemer.